Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Before we get started, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Thanks to all the new listeners and to all my loyal and faithful listeners. Let's continue this journey. Let's continue to grow. I say, let's continue to build on this super, super, super duper strong four foundation. And let's strengthen this foundation. Let's build and continue to build on this connection. Let's do what we have to do to grow together, to continue on this journey, to continue on and continue to do what it do. We still have yet to come up with a word for what this is called. But we know what it is. We know how it feels. We know what it's like. We don't need words for that. I sense it. You sense it. When I wanted to become a mouth breather and got shot down and got put in my place, you were there. You had my back. You were down for whatever. You were down to ride. You said, whatever I need, you got me. That's strong. That's deep. I wouldn't even call that loyalty. That's beyond loyal. That is beyond, that's above and beyond the calling of a simplistic friendship. It's more than that. It's so intense. It is so strong. We do not have a word for it. We can't come up with one. We sense it. We communicate this non-verbally. Non-verbal. No words, man. No words. Let's continue to grow. Let's continue to do this. Maybe when I finally get the opportunity and get the chance to become that mouth breather, it'll be because of you. It'll be because of us. More importantly, with your help, I'll be able to stand tall, shoulders back, back straight, eyes high, face square, and know that I am where I am because of you, the listener. From the beginning, you were there. In the middle, you were there. The ups, you were there. The downs, you were there. when it's truly, truly an honor. That's why I think we have to continue. We have to proceed on and see how far we can push this to see if there's going to be a bounce back. I'm willing to put in the hard work. I am willing to do what it takes to continue the campaign of being a mouth breather. I can't make any promises. I can't make any guarantees. I can't predict the future, and I can't imagine not giving it all 100%. I have to get back in the race. I have to get back and compete and become that mouth breather. It's not very often you get to follow your dreams. It's not very often that you have people that support you. And it's not very often you have the backing of your supporters. That's amazing. Sure, people are going to be like, what are you doing that for? You're not a mouth breather. You shouldn't be a mouth breather. Why would you want to be a mouth breather? Hey, stay in your lane. Sure. Womp, womp. I hear you. I hear it. But really, when have I let the naysayers, when have I let the haters, when have I let the critics inform me of what I can and can't do? Because if that was the case, why even bother do anything? Because there's going to always be that one, that two, that three. What? Huh? Yeah. Uh-uh. Okay. That four. That's going to say, you know what? That's not good enough. Okay, fine. To each his own. But you won't do that. You won't say that. And being down from day one, day 10, day 365, day 698, whatever day you are, you know the steps I've taken to become a mouth breather. You know how important it is to me to become a mouth breather. And it started so young, at an early age. I remember when Pops gave me a dollar. And me and my cousin went to the store. And that was something. It was like a piece of candy that cost about 40, 45 cents. And I was going to buy one for me and my cousin wanted one as well. But instead of sharing with him, because you know me, sharing is caring. But when it comes to food, can't say I agree with that statement. Cannot by any means say I agree with that statement when it comes to food. Because when it comes to food, you got to get your own. I can't share it with you. I did what any reasonable future mouth breather would do in that situation.
I say, hey, how about I buy you one? Sure. I have enough for two. No problems there, right? No problem. My thing was, you know, okay, I have my own. You have your own. But for you to pay for this, how you gonna do that? I think I'm gonna take this dollar. And I read in a book somewhere and I heard a few stories about cutting stuff in half. Yeah, yeah, right. Cutting stuff in half. And you know, being the aspiring mouth breather that I am, when it comes to halving things up, you literally have to halve things up. I have enough money on hand for two pieces of candy. I have my half and I have his half. But there's something about rules and regulations. You can't pay for it all together at the same time with the $1. Nah, uh-uh. The majority of mouth breathers know that you have to half it. You have to half it. So I had to do what I had to do. And understandably, this is definitely not something that I was familiar with. I can definitely point that out. And I can definitely say that as a matter of fact. It wasn't something I was familiar with. But I do remember, or I do recalling somewhere in the book of mouth breathers that I definitely had to have everything. Therefore, I had to have the dollar. Yeah, half the dollar. So I did what any reasonable person would do. I did what any logical person would do. I did what any mouth breather or future mouth breather or expiring mouth breather would do. I took the dollar and I tore it in half. And I kept one half and I gave him the other half. Come on now. How else was he going to pay for his candy if he didn't have a half of a dollar? He needed half of the dollar to pay for his candy. Duh. That is so obvious. Come on, don't pretend like you don't know. That's how it goes. And I'm not going to say this is something that I was taught, because it was not something that I was taught. This was something that I had to learn on the fly. This is something that I had to basically teach myself. And you know, when you learning things, new stuff, and you're teaching yourself new things and new stuff, there are going to be times where you don't succeed. There are going to be times where you don't get the outcome that you expected. Learning experience, right? Yeah. So, of course, sharing is caring, but sharing is not caring when it comes to food. I needed my own piece of candy because I needed my own. And I was not going to share my piece of candy with my cousin because, wow, who does that? Especially when you have enough money to buy two. Yeah, buy two. I get my own. He get his own. That's how that works. Sharing is not caring. And for me, or for him to pay for his half of the candy, I had to do what I had to do, and I had to just tear the dollar in half. So I tore the dollar in half, and I gave him his half, of course, so he can pay for his piece of candy, and I kept my half so I can pay for my half of the candy. There's some things that you just don't do, and trying to use the entire dollar bill to pay for both items at the same time, that's not cool. That just goes against everything that goes against the code of mouth breathers. That goes against the standards. That goes against everything they believe in. So I could not just do something that would make me less likely to become a mouth breather. Do something that was to put me a few steps back to my goal and my dreams in life. And as I was saying before I started, we have something that's great, something that's good, something that's growing, have a strong foundation, this nonverbal communication, this nonverbal connection. And so you can feel my plight. Feel how I felt when I decided that I had to tear the dollar in half, because I couldn't, for the life of me, I could not take both items and pay for it with that $1. That just couldn't happen. And everything's a learning experience, right? You learn everything all the time. Yay, learn. Well, so went to the cash register and tried to pay for the piece of candy with my half dollar. And I learned that not all stores except half dollars. You have to find the stores, or you have to find the places that accept half dollars before you actually tear and rip the dollar up. You have to find a place that accept half dollars. And when you find that place that accept half dollars, you're good to go. So that was a big learning experience for me, learning, coming to grips with not every store, not every establishment accept half dollars. You have to figure out ahead of time the ones that do, and use the half dollars at those establishments, at those places of business. And so I learned something. Now, I would not make that same mistake. Now, I would actually go to an establishment that would accept half dollars. Mouth breather. Aspirations, dreams, still intact. And there's just so much about aspirations and dreams of becoming a footballer, only to have those aspirations and dreams put on hold put on hold, not because of your quality, not because of anything that's a limiting factor for your ability, but because of your age. And the special one, the chosen one, the great one, the only one, the one. I still believe in him. I still believe in ya. However, you gotta find a spot for Marcus Rashford. Just because he's some 18-year-old, that's no excuse for him not to be on the pitch. And on the pitch, not the other word, pitch. Yeah, pitch, on the pitch. If you don't know what a pitch is, maybe that wasn't for you. Either way, thank you for listening. Let's continue to do this. Come on, stronger, tighter, nonverbal. It's not that show because it's this show, and just drop it.